Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Get to Old Navy today. All tees, all shorts, and all dresses are on sale now for 50% off. That's right. Get 50% off all tees, 50% off all shorts, and 50% off all dresses. Get the styles you want most right now with shorts from just $12 for adults, $8 for kids. Tees start at just $7 for adults, $6 for kids. Don't miss out. Hurry into Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 6/19 to 6/26. Excludes in-store clearance, active, licensed, men's packaged, flag styles.
The Great Gap Sale is here. Get up to 75% off in stores and online from June 21st through July 9th. Plus, don't miss great offers on logo styles from $7.99. In stores only from June 21st through the 23rd. Exclusions apply.
You are listening to Sean Harrison on Amp Live Talk Radio, a place for amputees and those dealing with limb loss. The views expressed on the show by the host, co-hosts, and guests are their own. Always seek medical advice from a licensed medical professional.
And hello, everyone out there on the airways, streaming the show. I want to say welcome back to another episode of Amp Life Talk Radio. Man, I'm juiced. Today is a good show. It's going to be a long show. We have a lot of information to try and smash through and get through. I'm kind of dark in here because my lighting is... I move lighting around, so when I click back on my screen, I kind of come in a little bit better, but I think it's just because I'm doing stuff. So if I appear to be a little bit dark on Facebook, let me know. I can turn a light to put a little bit more light on me. Well, boys and girls, we have had a wonderful experience. Some of you that know about the show, if this is your first time being here, welcome. I've made a lot of changes to the show to try and make the show something that all of you will really, really enjoy with the things that we're doing. So one of the things that I've done with the show, I've actually made it easier for people to book themselves on the show. So we have a little app feature that you can actually just go on and just book yourself into the show. So I think it's actually pretty cool to be able to do that. And I see some people giving some thumbs ups and likes. Hey, Mark, what's going on? Man, I ain't seen you in a minute, but I see that you're out there doing a lot of stuff, Mark. I miss you, dude. We got to get together and catch up. So, again, welcome, Amp Life Talk Radio, show for amputees and those affected by limb loss. Living with limb loss can be a very challenging situation for most people. You have questions, concerns, and can feel alone in this process after amputation. Well, my name is Sean Harrison. I'm a certified peer visitor for Amputee Coalition of America, coordinator for Amp Power, and I do a lot of other things. In fact, you know what? One of the things I'm going to be doing, I'm kind of pulling off here, I'm actually going to be doing some different things, not so much as a peer visitor, but as a amputee peer coach. So an amputee coach, that's going to be kind of the new thing that I'm looking at doing, because when you really think about it, a lot of people don't necessarily need the counseling. It's more of just someone guiding them through the process. So I kind of like that a little bit. I will be your guide as we go through this process and the show. Having someone along with you as you become acquainted with living with limb loss is very, very important. And that's why I'm here. That's why this show is here. Empowering amputees to reach their full potential through communication, education, and inspiration. Amp Life Talk Radio is a talk show for amputees and those affected by limb loss. That includes caregivers, your loved ones, your family, husbands, wives, children. That's what this show is all about, is helping people understand limb difference and limb loss. And I'm an advocate for you guys. I love standing up for you and fighting for you and doing all the cool things that I can for you. So I want to talk about tonight's show. You saw the title of the show, which says, your prosthesis is like your car. You know, hey, did you know your prosthesis is like your vehicle? And the reason I put it that way is because I see so many posts on social media that gave me the idea for this the show tonight. And as I go through the show, you're going to hear me referring to your prosthesis as a car, a vehicle. And there's going to be a reason why I'm doing that. And there's a reason why the show is titled what it is. So as you sit back and relax and get ready to join me for this show, I want you to keep that in mind. Think of your prosthetic device as a vehicle, a really, really expensive vehicle. Prosthetic devices have, just 1 minute, I got somebody coming in. What? What about it? So I'm being interrupted here. It's just, so sorry about that, guys. I got interrupted on air because, somebody couldn't find something. I had to help them out there. Hey, it's real. It's live, and this is what goes down. So now, back to what I was saying. Good evening, Mike. Your prosthetic device is a very, very expensive car. Prosthetic devices have a long history of helping people who have lost a limb. These artificial limbs can allow us to resume our usual levels of activity, restore lost mobility, and help get your life back on track. In order to get the most out of your prosthesis, you'll need to properly care for it, wear it, and clean it. Your prosthetist, who designs and fits you for your prosthesis, will also provide you with guidance on caring for it, practicing proper prosthetic maintenance, can also keep you comfortable and keep you keep your prosthesis in great shape. Your prosthesis is an important part of your body. It is a sophisticated tool designed to enhance your independence, activity level, and mobility. As you gain experience using your prosthetic device, you will become more and more dependent on the tool. Remember, this is a tool. Decide right now to follow some basic guidelines for keeping it in good working order. Remember, it is a mechanical device, and as such, it will sometimes require maintenance or repair. By visiting your clinician or your CPO on a regular scheduled basis, potential problems can often be detected and then corrected before the prosthesis breaks or becomes unusable. It is also a great opportunity to discuss new technologies and upgrades that may become available to you. tonight, I will be referring to your prosthesis as a carb. Why? Because it helps you keep moving, to get around, to travel. It's just like a car. And like a car, we need to keep it clean and in good working order. Why is it important? Why is that so important? Keeping your car clean is like keeping your room clean. Except everyone can see your car and gauge how dirty or clean you are. I hope you enjoyed that little tune. That's from a good friend of mine, Rich. He has a company called Soul Effective Productions, and he helps me out with a lot of the sound for my show. And I heard that the other day, and I thought to myself, I got to have that, my man, Rich. Rich was so nice enough to send that over, so I want to give him a plug on the show. Rich at Soul Effective Productions. Awesome guy. You need video work. You need any type of sound work. Rich is awesome. And I thank him for that snazzy little blues tune that you got to hear that takes us into segment one of the show. Now, as we get into segment one of the show, remember, we're referring to your prosthetic device as a vehicle. Why we're doing that, there's a reason why I'm doing that. Before I get into this any further, let me go ahead and talk to my people over here on Facebook. Hey guys on Facebook, welcome to the show. Make sure you guys say hi to each other. Let everybody know where you're from. I like to see where everyone is from on the show. I love seeing all the people giving the shout outs from where you live at, because that really makes me happy to see that we're reaching so many people. So everyone, please reach out to each other, talk to each other, say hi to each other, but give me your shout outs. And when I can, I will pop back over here and give you some acknowledgments. But we have a lot of information to get through, so let me get to it. Segment one of the show is called The Basics. And what I mean by that is this. Report any issues with your prosthetic device. I see on social media sometimes people posting things about their skin being just tore up, their prosthetic device doing certain things. And then in all the suggestions and comments, you'll see like one or two that are correct. Like, hey, you need to go see your practitioner. Other than that, it's everybody giving all this information on shoulda, coulda, woulda, and what you should do. Bottom line, guys, if we follow the basics, you're going to be okay. So tonight, this is a show for the most advanced amputee, the newest amputee. This is a show that's put together to try and help you understand treating your prosthetic device like a vehicle will help keep you on the road. It will help keep you up moving. It'll help prevent issues. Because your prosthetic is not only the device, but you're part of that device, and that which means you're part of the vehicle. So we have to keep everything shipshape and in good condition. Now, reporting issues to your practitioner is crucial. That's one of the basics. You may be able to fix some of the issues with your prosthetic device on your own. I don't advise it. However, if you encounter a problem that you don't know how to fix or you're unsure what to do, contact your clinic, contact your practitioner. Having issues like the ones I see all over social media with your residual limb, contact your practitioner. That's a safe start. As I have seen from several of the PECs that we do here at Hanger, when we patient education clinics, that's what they're called, PECs. We do these at clinic at Hanger, where we hold a clinic. We invite patients to come in. When we do those, man, most of the patients don't report these issues until it's too late. We see patients that have sometimes major issues that started out as something really small, but because they let it go, it became a much bigger issue. Small issues become bigger issues. And if you are diabetic, you can't afford to let something small go on. You really can't. Making an adjustment without knowing what you're doing can cause your prosthesis to break, wear out faster, or even cause you potential injury. So always ask your practitioner, your prosthetist, for help when you and your prosthesis need some care. That's just one of the basics that we need to cover tonight. The cost of not doing it. What does that mean? An unclean car eventually will attract dirt and grime that can damage your interior and exterior. Probably won't earn you any extra props with the ladies out there if you're walking around with a busted up, dirty prosthesis. It just doesn't look good. And for those of you that understand, if you're not cleaning your liners and doing the things that need to be done, the smell that can come from a dirty prosthesis and liners is, if you've had it, you know what I'm talking about. So, your prosthesis is something that is customized to you, specifically to you, like a customized vehicle and your individual needs. Putting on your prosthesis is called donning. Why do I say this? Most of you look at me and probably say, man, what are you talking about? I know how to put on my prosthetic device. Well, in donning, it is important for the surface of the residual limb not to wrinkle or bunch up in any way that will cause skin damage. Some of the things I see on Facebook are basically from simple donning, not only your prosthesis, but your liner. Something so simple can cause big problems. The place of your liner on the residual limb.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's so important. It's like starting your car. You got a brand new car and you're started up and you're doing something. And then the next thing you know, you start it again. That sound of your ignition being turned on while it's already on makes your skin just cringe. So when you see people putting on liners incorrectly, I cringe because I see that and I'm like, oh, dude, do you know what that's going to do to your skin later on? So something so simple can really affect you in a bad way if you don't correct it early on. Wearing your prosthesis and increasing your activity level are two important goals. Your practitioner will give you a schedule that gradually increases the amount of time you wear your prosthetic device when you're new and you first get it. You have to work up to it. You just can't just throw it on and go running. Your schedule will depend on your specific situation. Everybody's different. However, typically start with a couple of hours each day. And I would say advance each day longer and longer into your prosthetic. But also, you would do something like an hour on, an hour off, an hour on, an hour off. The next day, 2 hours on, 2 hours off. And keep doing so forth until you get up to 6 hours on, 6 hours off, which is typically a normal day for us. Trying to be too active too soon can create problems too, like skin irritation and soreness. You can avoid unnecessary complications by closely following the schedule that has been set out for you by your practitioner. Wearing your prosthesis for extended periods of time is a long-term goal for you as an amputee. Gradually achieve this goal. Don't rush it. Conversely, if you don't wear your prosthesis for longer periods of time, you don't wear it long enough, other problems can develop. We get people sometimes that they get a brand new device, they don't wear it. They don't use it. Well, there's going to be a lot of things that can happen. It's just like driving. If you don't do it enough, you're not going to be good at it. You know, slowing down your progress towards becoming a full-time prosthetic wearer, if you do not use the device on a normal basis, learning everything you can about how to put it on, take it off, care for it, care for your skin, it takes time. Maintenance. Tips for keeping your car running smooth. In order to keep your car running smooth at its best, it's important to keep up with routine maintenance and inspections. Properly maintaining your vehicle, you'll reduce future repair costs, optimize your car's performance, maintain its value, and extend its life. Here are some regular maintenance needs to keep in mind for your vehicle. 1. Prosthetic components include your foot, your ankle, and your foot shell. Knowing how to care for these devices right here, just this part of your foot, will help you be a better ambulator. You're going to get the most out of your prosthetic device. Understanding your foot shell, if it cracks, if you get dirt or sand inside that foot shell, what it will do to your foot. Cleaning the ankle, if you have a hydraulic or some type of flexible foot with an ankle that moves, understanding the nomenclature and how to clean that ankle. For those of you AKs out there, your knee is the really meat and potatoes of your prosthetic device. Knowing how to maintain and care for that knee, that prosthetic knee. The socket. Probably one of the most important parts of your prosthetic device is the socket. Bearing all your weight, making sure that your residual limb is going to be cared for and comfortable. The socket. We're going to discuss all these as I go through the show and what we should be doing with these and how we can take care of them, providing proper maintenance for them. Your liner, I mentioned earlier, cleaning your liner, something so simple. How do you clean your liner? I see people on a continued basis talking about using detergents and alcohol for cleaning your liners. Let me say this to you. No, do not use alcohol to clean your liners. Don't put it on your skin. It is bad for you. I don't know how else to say that. Don't use alcohol, guys. Use body soap. The type of soap that you use to clean your body, that's typically what's going to be good for you to clean your liner with and to put on your skin. But don't use alcohol. Don't use detergents, bleaches, and all these different things. It's really simple. Some Dial antibacterial soap. You can use that to clean your liner with. Very, very simple. Do not put them in a washing machine. Don't do stuff like that. Dishwashers, whatever you're going to try and do. Just clean the liner like you're washing your hands inside out. Wash it really good. Rinse it off. Hang dry it. It's going to take care of you and your skin. Suspension. What we're talking about is if you have sleeves, things that are going to really connect you to your prosthetic device. Don't do anything crazy with those. Don't pull. Suspension sleeves are meant to be rolled up, not pulled up. So it's very important you know how to do that. Again, donning your prosthetic device, putting it on, taking it off. Your pylon, which is the pipe that connects the socket to your foot. Those are going to be very, very important for you to understand how that works and keeping that in good condition. Inspect that pylon every day. See if it's taking a beating. It could be getting dings in it if you're very active. Rust or anything like that, you might want to bring that attention to your practitioner. Other things such as your Spectra socks. Spectra socks are what actually goes inside the foot shell that covers the carbon fiber foot when it goes inside the foot shell. Spectra socks. You will wear through those and eat holes through them, especially if you get dirt or sand or something inside the foot shell itself and never remove it to clean that stuff out. Once a month, inspect that to see if you've got holes in your Spectra socks and just ask your practitioner if he can get you some new ones. 9 times out of 10, he should be inspecting that when you go inside to see him and putting your new Spectra socks on, which leads to prosthetic socks. I've seen some tore up prosthetic socks out there. Take care of those. Make sure you're cleaning them. Make sure they're being properly laundered. Don't wear dirty ones. Even though they're not in contact with your skin, it's just not a good look. And you should be able to get new socks from your practitioner. Prosthetic socks may be worn to make your prosthesis more comfortable by creating volume and to help protect your skin. So I hear a lot of people sometimes say, when they don't know what prosthetic socks are for, they say they're for comfort. Yes, they're for comfort, but they're more for creating that volume when your leg starts to shrink so that you protect your skin from the residual limb bottoming out in the prosthesis. Normal checks, regular checks with your practitioner will help you determine if the ply of socks that you're wearing is too much, meaning you need a socket replacement. Change the socks daily or more often if required, if you're very active. Don't wear dirty, soiled socks, man. It's not a good look. It's like, you know, wearing dirty underwear. Don't wear socks that you're trying to patch up or mend. Just get new socks. Avoid creases when pulling your socks on, as this can cause damage to your skin. Make sure everything's nice and smooth as you put your sock on. You don't want it looking like a beanie. You know, these little thug kids walk around with that little beanie up. You don't want that beanie look at the bottom of your leg. Do not use oil or any other lubricant on your prosthetic device. And what I mean by that is oil like car oil or gun oil or, you know, olive oil. Don't. I personally use a little bit of WD-40. I get a rag. I hit some of my spots, especially some of the moving spots and different things, but I wipe it. You don't want that stuff dripping all over the place. I found that WD-40 works really good for me, especially doing Spartan races, getting our legs wet to prevent rust and to allow some of the moving parts to move smoothly. But it's a process. And if you're in doubt, go see your practitioner. Don't loosen any of your screws or bolts. This may be very, very dangerous for you. I had a patient one time that he would get his leg and he would take it apart. You know, get there, you give him his leg. And then the nurses would tell you he had it taken all apart. And then he'll call you and tell you the leg doesn't work. I had to learn to take his tools from him. I caught him one day doing it, and I went in his room and I confiscated his tools so he couldn't do it anymore. Do not try to modify your socket in any way. I have seen some things that patients have done to their sockets with grinders and sanders and all kinds of different things. Buddy, take it to your practitioner and have him do it. That's the safest way. Not to mention, if you start doing that, you're probably going to avoid any type of warranty that you have on your prosthesis. Common problems encountered by amputees are typically bone spurs from trauma or from other issues like when they have your limb open and they're in there doing the surgeries. There's all these little things that they have to do. There's a dense layer of vascular connective tissue enveloped around the bones that if they don't move, that we can develop some painful spots. So these are some common problems that we find. People having distal end pain or pain around the incision line in the bony areas of their leg. Typically bone spurs. Fibula bone, this is the longer, that bone that is longer than your tibia bone. Typically a lot of people experience some pain with that. How about plastic surgery of the muscle? Because when they amputate you, they're trimming and cutting on different things to make things shape and fit back nicely. Sometimes these things don't fit back nicely, and we might need to repair some tissue or defects or deformities in the vicinity of your muscle area. So keep an eye out for those types of things. And typically, you're going to learn this if you go to your practitioner, because he's going to let you know everything's working proper with your prosthesis device, but there's something internally inside your residual limb that you might need to seek medical attention for. But you won't know that unless you go to your practitioner, because it's a process of elimination. Osteoarthritis, abductor role for people with above the knee amputations, poor socket fit and suspension. These are some of the common issues that we will face. Weight-bearing pressures caused by ill-fitting sockets, the presence of ongoing pain, skin breakdown, a change in the ability to put on or remove the prosthesis. I can go on and on. There's a whole list of these. By the way, you can see these in my show notes on my Facebook page. I do post some of the show notes with all my links to where I got my information and additional stuff that I really don't mention on air because of time constraints. But phantom pain, sweating, contractures, all these things we are going to have. I mean, it's just like having it's like having a vehicle. Your vehicle needs attention. Any energy consumption. You got a car, it's sucking air. You're not burning fuel properly. Well, you can do the same thing if your prosthetic device is not working right. You're going to be sucking air because you're going to be expending a lot of energy trying to do stuff that you normally could do without any problems. But because there's a problem with your car, your prosthesis, you will find that energy consumption can be affected. So, as we get ready to move into segment two, I need to wet my whistle. Hopefully you got something from that basic information about why we need to treat our prosthesis like a vehicle. Hopefully you're getting the point that all these things can happen. And with that laundry list of things that I gave you, don't you think it's important for you to be able to take your new car or your old car in for service on a regular scheduled basis? Because if you do, you may eliminate some of those problems that we just spoke about. Now, quick break, and I will be right back. Welcome back. Hey, let me pop in here real quick and say some hellos. Mark, hey, I always love seeing you, brother. Mike, good to have you back. Kathy, welcome. Michael, welcome. Lisa, I hope I said that right. Welcome. Kathy. Alex, welcome to the show. Terry, welcome. North Carolina, Terry. Well, you're out there. Welcome. Welcome, everyone, to the show. And I hope you're getting something from this show that will stick with you, help you be better at getting out there and being more active with your life and your prosthetic device. I'll tell you, there's one guy that can relate to this show, and he's just joined in. Mark, my good friend Mark, he's a Harley guy. Mark, you will understand how important it is to take care of our Harleys and get them on regular maintenance schedules, because if we don't, that Harley can leave you broke down on the side of the road. And that's the point I'm trying to make to you guys, is that your prosthetic device is a piece of machinery. It's mechanical. If you don't get it in for regular scheduled visits, it's going to turn on you. It's going to blow up. It's going to leave you hanging. So this show is to tell you that it's very important that we keep our regular visits with our practitioners to prevent a lot of different things, skin issues, prosthetic malfunctions and failures, all these little things that I see on social media where everybody's showing these pictures of how bad their legs being beat up. You're just getting beat up because you need to keep up with the maintenance. Go in to see your practitioner. Segment two talks about wearing your prosthesis correctly. And I know for some of you, you're like, man, I know how to wear my prosthetic device. I don't need you to tell me that. As we covered in segment one, just putting on your prosthetic device, donning your liners, putting your socks on correctly. Trust me, I work in this industry. I see people doing some things that I sit and look and scratch my head and say, who taught you to do that? Why are you doing that? We forget things. Things change. You hear one thing and then the next thing you know, or you hear somebody else telling you to do something. Stick with the basics. The basics will keep you up and moving and out of harm's way. Remember to follow the maintenance schedule suggested. That's the biggest advice that I can give you from this show tonight. Remember to follow the maintenance schedule that your practitioner sets out for you. When in doubt, take it in. Check it, get it checked out. Find out what's going on with it. It'll make your life a lot easier if you do. Make sure your prosthesis fits properly. How do you do that? Prosthetic limbs will need to be properly fitted in order to ensure their functionality and comfort. Your practitioner will likely need daily adjustments. Did you hear me? Daily adjustments to achieve a proper fit. Whenever you're wearing your prosthesis, make sure it fits properly to help your limbs stay comfortable and to avoid damaging your prosthesis. Your practitioner will advise you on how to properly fit your unique and custom prosthesis. Most adjustments will be made by adding more layers of padding, compressing your residual limb, or other simple adjustments. Do not make any adjustments to your prosthesis itself unless your practitioner has shown you how to do so. And even then, take it in, get a second opinion, because it's so important for you to make sure this is fitting you right. With the majority of patients being diabetic patients, any little skin irritation can cause you a world of hurt. And my friends, I don't want you to have to go through that. I see that on a daily basis. I want you to be out there moving around in North Carolina and let's see here in Connecticut and all the places I see popping up on my screen, South Carolina. I want you people out there stomping the pavement and moving around and having fun. So get those regular scheduled maintenance visits under control, and it will help you live a healthier and happy life. Keep in mind, beware or be prepared to refit your prosthesis each day. What does that mean? You're like, what does that mean? That's because your limb changes every day. You're taking something that's dynamic and placing something that's static inside of it. Your residual limb fluctuates and changes on a daily basis. So be prepared to refit your prosthesis each day with socks and all the different things that need to be done to make sure you're getting a proper fit. Even though you may have properly attached your prosthesis in the morning, it is likely that the fit will change over the course of the day. Your prosthesis may shift or your limb may have slightly changed shape, resulting in an uncomfortable fit. Be ready to make small adjustments during the day to help keep you comfortable and maintain your prosthetic fit. Socks. Sock ply is the one thing that every amputee has an issue with. Keeping up with sock ply will make your world either good or bad. Another thing, humidity can affect fit. Humidity can cause your limb to swell and alter the fit of your prosthesis. You'll be trying to figure out what is going on. Weather can change how you fit. Place a bandage on the stump to decrease swelling if it's really severe when you're not wearing your prosthesis. Most of you should have a nice handy dandy shrinker. Shrinkers are valuable. Keep those around no matter what, because if you find yourself swelling, you can always put a shrinker on and that will help control that a little bit. Cold temperatures can cause your limb to shrink, requiring you to readjust your prosthesis. These are all things that are very, very important and may require an additional visit to your practitioner to keep up on the maintenance. Keep extra supplies handy always in your handbag, your pocket, your car. Socks are so, so important in maintaining a proper fit, because you never know when you'll need to make an adjustment to your prosthesis or your limb. It's a good idea to carry extra supplies with you during the day, especially if you work. These supplies will help you refit your prosthesis whenever you need to. Take a look at some of these items that I'm going to talk to you about and learn about what your prosthesis kit might look like. Stump or pull socks, bandages, antibiotic ointment, AND ointment. Man, that stuff is gold. Antihistamine ointment, antiperspirant, like deodorant, dry deodorant that you can rub on. Some type of tool kit. Most of the time, it's the little Allen wrenches. You can get those at Home Depot. Keep yourself a little tool kit. I can't tell you how many times I've been out walking around doing something and I feel something weird going on with my foot and the screw's loose. My foot's coming off. In fact, I carry one when I race, because when I do Spartan races, as we're out there racing, my foot came off one time. I had to stop and do a pit stop and tighten my foot up and put it back on and keep racing. So keeping these little things handy will help keep you in the game. Your practitioner or your prosthesis should always be dry. It is very important that you keep your prosthetic device dry during the day. Keeping your prosthetic device dry will help protect the prosthesis from additional wear, water damage. Will also help you keep your limbs safe from infection and rashes. We do the Spartan races, and We walk through water and mud. And when I get home, my leg needs to be maintenance. I will go in, take the entire thing apart, and basically make sure everything's good, cleaning rocks and dirt and mud and water out of my prosthetic device, switching out my Spectra socks, taking off the foot shell itself, making sure all the dirt and sand and grit is out of there. It's a lot. Maintenance, man. If your prosthesis becomes wet, take it off and dry it completely before you put it back on. Liners, we know we sweat. Remove it. Dry your leg. Dry the liner. Make sure it's clean. There's nothing hard that has been put back on it when you removed it, especially if you're doing what we consider a field dressing. Field dressing means you're taking it off while you're out and about. A field dressing means you need to make sure you take special care to make sure you don't place your liner down on the ground, or make sure you put it on something to where when it is picked back up, it has something stuck to it, because that is an intimate fit to your skin. And any little abrasive pebble, sand, anything can rip your residual limb a new one. So you want to make sure that's clean before you put it back on your leg. Moisture. Moisture can build up inside the prosthesis in hot temperatures, especially if you live in some place like Florida. Humidity can get you. You'll want to clean and dry your prosthesis if you notice any type of perspiration or wetness, moisture, dampness, any of that. Keeping your limb clean and healthy. How do we do that? Wash it daily. That's how we do it. What do we wash it with? Anyone? Anyone? No alcohol. No alcohol. I am a big fan of Dial soap, antibacterial Dial soap. It's been around for years, man. Everybody uses it. Just wash your hands. You can put that stuff in a backpack. They have the little carriers. You can just keep a bar in your backpack, or just wrapped in a sandwich bag with a rag. You're in a bathroom. You can easily wash and clean things and put things back on. Seal it back in your little plastic bag, and you're on your way. Keeping your residual limb clean is going to be one of the most important things you must learn about keeping your car on the road. A small rash or irritation could turn into an ulcer or cut, preventing you from using your prosthesis until it heals. Some of us have been there. I know I've been there. My last Spartan race ripped my leg a new one. I was down and out. I was out of the game. Keep your limb daily, or we'll say check your limb daily for blisters, sores, any type of spots, red spots, black spots. Before bed, clean the limb with mild soap and water. Here's one of the little tips I want to give you guys that most of you probably don't know. If you are going to take showers, when do you want to do those? When is the best time to shower and bathe? Well, I'm going to let that cat out of the bag. Nighttime. Who knows why? Winter, winter, chicken dinner. Who knows why cleaning your leg at nighttime is best for you? Let me see who pops it up here on my Facebook page first. Who knows why bathing at night is better than bathing in the a.m.? I feel like I'm pulling Jeopardy. I'll tell you why, because hot water, you want hot. I don't know how many people you're out there take cold showers, but you want to take a hot shower, and that hot shower will cause your residual limb to swell. And if it swells, that means you're not going to be able to fit in your prosthetic device not too quickly until that swelling goes down. So if you're going to bathe, try to bathe at night or take your hot showers at night. Don't do them in the morning. That's just a little tip for you. One amputee to another. And if you have any type of diabetes or circulatory issues, that could be definitely an issue for you. Monitor your skin, my friends. Take care of that skin, because it's like taking care of the nice leather seats in your car. Remember, tonight's show is all about, do you treat your prosthesis like a vehicle, like a car? If you don't, you should. So your skin is part of that vehicle. Your prosthetic device is part of that vehicle. All those parts that we went over above are all part of your vehicle. Things we want to keep our eye out for if we notice this on our skin. And if we see any of this, what do we want to do? Get in to see your practitioner first. So if you see irritation, redness, or red areas, any breakdown of the skin at all, I don't care how minor, how minute, abrasions, dry or cracked skin, ingrown or infected hair follicles. I heard somebody talking about that the other day, shaving their residual limb. Not a smart move, because if you have issues with ingrown hairs, that can become a nightmare for you if you shave your leg. Skin ulcers, discharge or fluid, pus, any of that, increased swelling. Stop what you're doing. Make an appointment with your practitioner. Get in and see if it's something going on with your vehicle. And if it's not, then he'll direct you to go see your health care provider. Segment 3, DIY. Yes, we're going to get down to the MacGyver of your prosthetic device. There are some things you can do and probably be okay with doing them. I would all check with your practitioner before you do any of the things that I'm going to tell you to do, because I don't know your skill level with a wrench. So be advised. Check for loose screws. It's not too hard. I'd say about twice a week, once a month, you want to just get in, take it off, and make sure all your screws are tight, because they do come loose. Even with Loctite, they do come loose. Just give them a check. Give them a good twist and make sure everything's good and tight. Because over the course of regular use, some parts of your prosthesis or prosthetic device may come loose. It doesn't have to be a screw. Because of this, you will want to regularly check that prosthetic device, all parts, foot shell, the foot itself, all the bolts, the couplers, everything. Give it your lock, the actual lock that your pin goes into. Give everything a once over. Check it. Check all the parts of your prosthetics in their proper position. Make sure nothing has moved or shifted on you to make sure you're still getting that comfortable fit that you need. Every day when you remove your prosthetic device before you go to bed, examine it. Just take a good look at it and see if anything seems to be out of place. Here's a good tip. Another tip. Get yourself a Sharpie. Go in on every screw of your prosthetic device. You don't have to do every one, but let's say one. Put a mark, a little black line underneath that screw. So you have the screw, just draw a little black line underneath that. And do that on all of them. Because if it moves, or your prosthetic device moves, especially on your pylon, what you will notice is when you look at that black line again, it's not in the same spot. So what does that tell you? Your device moved. It shifted. Something's loose. Something moved around on you. And that's time to get in to see your practitioner and explain to him what happened. And I'm quite sure your practitioner will see you and ask you why all these little black marks are on your prosthetic device. And explain to him, hey, I was listening to Sean at Amp Life Talk Radio, and he told me I should. And he's going to be like, man, that guy is smart. So do some of these tips, man, because they will really help you out. And I got to say, men and ladies, because we have ladies in the house. So do some of these things, because I'm really trying to make sure that you guys are staying safe. And I want you up and moving, man. I want you grooving. I want you out there living life. So this show tonight is meant to help bring some information, correct information, to some of the support groups that I see on Facebook about proper maintenance of your car, your prosthetic devices, your vehicle. You got to keep it properly maintained. If you don't, hey, man, anything can happen. You'll be driving down the street and get a blowout and your wheel falls off. Also pay attention to sound, listening to your prosthetic device. Over time, you develop sound. You know what your device sounds like. You know when something's out of place. The same thing with your vehicle. You're driving, you're like, hey, man, what's that clicking? What's that noise under my hood? Your prosthetic device is the same way. Listen for any unusual clicking or sounds coming from your prosthetic device. If you hear anything like that, who do you do? What do you do? What you gonna do? You're not gonna call Ghostbusters. You're gonna call up your practitioner. That's what you need to do. Set an appointment to get him to put some eyes on your vehicle and figure out what's going on, okay? Definitely keep an eye out for a little cracks or breaks that may appear on your prosthetic device. Over time, it does wear out. Things do happen. So even if it's brand new, things do happen. I don't want you to think just because I have a brand new car, nothing's going to happen. Stuff happens, okay? So do these little things. Set a little list. Check your prosthetic device every morning and every evening before you go to bed. Pay attention to little sounds, things you might hear that sound out of place that wasn't there the day before, okay? Cleaning the liner. I cannot express to you, clean your liner. The biggest thing I cannot express to you, don't use alcohol. Now, remove the liner from the prosthetic device, remove it from your leg. Use a mild soap, hand soap, Dial soap, antibacterial soap. No bleach, no alcohol, no detergent, no dishwashing detergent, whatever you, no OxyClean. Don't do any of that stuff, man, because this thing is an intimate fit with your leg. And if you put some harsh chemical on there, you're probably going to have some reaction that you're probably not going to be too happy with. And hey, if you're tough enough to clean your thing with alcohol and bleach and wear it, hey, props to you, buddy. Good luck with that. I'm not doing it. Fully rinse off all the soap. Let the liner hang dry. If you want, you can pat it dry with a towel and put it back on. Just make sure all the moisture has been removed. You don't want to put a liner on and have it sloppy wet. That can lead to some issues, okay? Clean your prosthetic socks. Clean your socket itself. Taking a wet rag or something and just wiping down the socket is always good. It doesn't have to be dripping wet. Just a nice wet rag to wipe it down from dust and all the different things that could happen. You can wipe the inside. If you really want to wipe the inside with something where you're going to feel a little bit safer about it, baby wipes. Yeah, baby wipes, man. If they're good for a baby's butt, they're good for your socket. Break down, get in, see those practitioners. Get normal with all your schedules. Sock ply. These are all the little different things we got to pay attention to make sure our vehicle is up and running the way we need it to be running. Because if you don't, you're going to experience some type of problem. Warning signs that we need to look for. Sound, smell, holes in your socks. Checking your foot to see. Turning your foot upside down. How many of you do that on a regular basis? You've been out, you've been walking, you've been hiking or doing something. Coming home, going outside. Turning your taking your entire leg off, turn it upside down and just tap it and see what type of stuff falls out of your foot. That's always a good thing because some things can get lodged down into the lock mechanism, or if you have suction into that little hole that releases air, it's good to turn your foot upside down sometimes and just give it a good shake, like you're looking for some pocket change to fall out. So do these things, man, because I want to keep you guys safe. I want to make sure you guys are well-versed with being the best amputee you can be. Segment 4, keep your prosthetic device clean. We just kind of covered that. Personal hygiene and prosthetic care. Man, I cannot express to you enough. Daily cleanings, examinations, socket care. All these things are so crucial when we talk about keeping our prosthetic device clean. Daily cleaning is essential to cleaning the residual limb every day after you wear your prosthetic device. Not only cleaning your device, but cleaning your leg. Examination. Examine your leg. Examine your device. When you're bathing, carefully look at things. As you have your leg in the shower, the bath, give it a once over. Get a hand mirror so you can really see way down at the distal end of your leg. That always helps with finding something that you're probably not going to see just by sitting there looking at it. You got to get way under there and see the back of your leg, and calf area, up around the buttocks area, especially if you are a above-the-knee amputee, because there's pinching that can happen there and blistering, rashes, all those different things. Socket care, man. Basic socket care is basically your socket is a part of your body. It is probably the most expensive vehicle you will own. Treat it as such. We wash our cars. We detail our cars. We should do the same with our socket. Everybody sees that before you even walk into the room. You don't want to come in with a dirty socket all busted up and looking like it's never been clean. Take care of that thing. At nighttime, give it a once over. Just wipe it down. Some baby wipes. Check the inside. Wipe that down. Now, as we come to the conclusion of the show, I want to share day-by-day concerns with you as an amputee and day-by-day concerns that I have because I want you to make sure you're keeping not only your residual limb, but your prosthetic device up and running in good care, good shape, ship shape. Man, I want everything looking good. Remember, residual limb, inspect it, take care of it, check it, examine it, clean it. Okay, swelling and volume fluctuations happen. Okay, it's gonna happen. Socks, socks, socks. I cannot express that enough. If you're having real issues with swelling and volume fluctuations, get in to see your practitioner. Maybe there's something going on. Maybe you need to put on a shrinker sock. Are you taking hot showers in the morning and then trying to put on your brand new prosthetic device and having issues with fitting? The most common techniques involve adding or subtracting the number of prosthetic socks when we're talking about swelling and volume fluctuations. Heel height. Yep, not that you're wearing heels, but your heel height, depending on what type of shoe you're putting on, is going to determine a lot of different things for you. Switching to a shoe with a lower or higher heel can create a range of motion problem. That is going to be an issue for you. You could notice after changing a shoe or buying a different type of shoe, more pain at your distal end on the tibia bone at the very bottom. These things need to be brought up to your practitioner. Hey, I got a new pair of shoes and I started to experience some pain. I wanted to know, could this be an issue? You won't know unless you go in for that regular checkup. So every little thing, you need to make sure you're getting normal visits with your mechanic. Your practitioner is your mechanic. That prosthetic device you're wearing on your leg, that's your really, really expensive vehicle. I want to say to everybody, your practitioner may recommend that you wear a prosthetic sock or cushioning gel liner. It all depends. But the biggest thing is keep up with your ply socks. Know them. One ply, three ply, five ply. Know how to apply them accordingly, depending on the fluctuations that are going on with your limb. Folks, I want to make sure you guys are completely safe out there. I cannot thank you all enough for being here for another show on Amp Life Talk Radio. You people are great. I enjoy doing these shows for you. You make me so happy. And I've gotten so many new patients that are now coming on board and seeing the show. Like I said, I always like seeing where everybody's from North Carolina to Connecticut to Florida. I appreciate you all. You guys are awesome. I'm reading some of your comments before we go off here. Susan Allen, she's posted some good stuff here. Thank you, Susan, for that comment you left there. I really appreciate it. I'm going to like all your guys' comments after the show. Please reach out to me if you have any questions. AmpLifeTalkRadio.com. Go over there. We have a forum. I don't know if you guys know that, but I have created a forum that you can go in and communicate with each other more privately. Facebook sometimes is not the best place to go in. I've seen some people be very mean on Facebook, some of the support forums that I go into, some people can be very nasty. So I tried to create a forum to where you can go in, you can see some of the articles and information that I post over there. We have resources and all the different things. Feel free to go over there and just register and join. You don't have to go in there all the time, but it's a nice place to take each other from here and go over there and chat in private and really have some good dialect with each other, with people that you meet here. So check out the check out our form over on amplifetalkradio.com. It's on the right hand side. You'll just see it. It just says forum. Click on that. And if you are interested in being on the show, I have developed an app to where you can basically go look at the show schedule, see who's coming up on the show, see what episodes that are coming up, and you can contact me and book your time on the show. Wow, man, things are changing. For those shows where we have an actual live guest, I want to let all of you know, please go and register and save your place over at blogtalkradio.com. Blogtalkradio.com is where I do my live talk show where you can actually call in. We have a call-in number. You can call in and be a part of the show instead of just typing me messages over here. That show is done on the third Wednesday of every month because the show is every Wednesday. So the third Wednesday of every month, I do a live call-in talk show at Blog Talk Radio. Make sure you go over there, register, and you can join the fun, and I'd love to hear from you. Now, I'd like to thank you all again for joining me for another episode of Amp Life Talk Radio, a show for amputees and those affected by limb loss. I hope you found the information shared tonight useful. Please leave me comments on our Facebook page. I don't care if they're good or bad. I want to hear from you. Tell me if you want to hear a specific topic or me to talk about something that concerns you. I will graciously do that. I try to do that on every show. If you drop something on the show in the comment section over here, I'll actually try and put a show together on that topic and talk about it. Yes, we have Instagram and Twitter. I post a little bit more on Instagram than I do Twitter. Remember, the show is every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Tell your friends and family. We also do the live call-in show once a month, the third Wednesday of every month at Blog Talk Radio. this show, unfortunately, will not be on Facebook Live because we can't transmit everything that we need to. So you won't see my grill over here on Facebook. You can only call into the live talk show and communicate with me. There will not be a live video done on Facebook for that show. Thanks for all the support. Speaking of support, have you seen the sponsor page? Yes, I don't have actual businesses to sponsor the show. I actually count on you, my listeners, to sponsor me. I actually pulled the sponsor page down. We are going to be putting it back up, but keep that in mind. Sponsors can donate to the show to keep the show up and going. Yes, that's right. I do not get paid for this. So any support that you give us would be great, and we thank you for it. All of you who do support us, we are going to have you up on what's called the Wall of Fame. I'm going to create a Wall of Fame for you guys. I want to thank everyone for the love and support of this show. I will promise to keep it going and keep it coming to you. And everyone, thanks again. I appreciate each and every one of you. You guys have a wonderful and blessed night. Let me try to cue myself up out of here. Thanks again for listening to Amp Life Talk Radio.
You are listening to Sean Harrison on Amp Life Talk Radio, a place for amputees and those dealing with limb loss. The views expressed on the show by the host, co-hosts, and guests are their own. Always seek medical advice from a licensed medical professional.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Great Gap Sale is here. Get up to 75% off in stores and online from June 21st through July 9th. Plus, don't miss great offers on logo styles from $7.99. In stores only from June 21st through the 23rd. Exclusions apply.